Torah on Shabbos, Amavis. And we're trying to figure out the funny shita of Ben Azai. Mahalich Ko'omed Dami. Okay. So, you have here, Tanravan. Hamotzi mechanos leplatcha derech stiv. Okay. Okay. So if basically you carry from the Rishos HaYachid to the Rishos HaRabim through a Karmelis. Whatever. Okay. So, fine. Chayev. So Chayev. Simple pshat because you did an Akira in Rishos HaYachid. You did a Hanacha in Rishos HaRabim. And the fact that you walked through the Karmelis in the interim, who really cares? There's no Akira, there's no Hanacha. You didn't stop. At least you didn't stop to rest. So who cares? What's the problem? Right? Okay, fine. So that's Tanakama. So he says you're picking up the Shasi Achid, going through the Karmelis and doing Anacha and the Shasi Rabim. So you chayev, why not? Okay, fine. Ubenazai Amar Potter. Ubenazai Potter. Ubenazai holds your Potter. Okay. So why are you Potter? I did Nakira and Shasi Achid and Anacha and Shasi Rabim. What's wrong? So Gemara explains, Bishlam ben Azai kasavim halach ka'omet dami. So this is old machogus. Veshamai ben Azai hold, this is his shita, ben Azai shita, that walking is like standing. Okay, the Rabbanan, the Gemara is going to have problems with. But let's leave aside the problems with the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan, they don't hold halach ka'omet dami, and therefore we should be chayiv. But the Gemara is going to say there's a separate problem because you're going through Karmelis, which we'll get to. Okay? But for the time being, basically, Ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'omet Dami, and the Tanakam don't hold by Mahalach Ka'omet Dami. Okay, so Rashi. Ben Azai Poter Kedem Farsh, Mesuksa Mahalach Ka'omet Dami. Venim Sa Nekar Mershas Yachin, Munach Bistev, Stav, Oker, Nistav, Menech Mershas Ram. So according to Ben Azai, since Mahalach Ka'omet Dami, so every step, it's like you're standing. So therefore, when you walk, it's like you're walking, and then you step in the stav, in the Karmelis. So it's like Anach in the Karmelis. And then you walk, start walking again, or keep walking. It's like an Akira in the Karmelis, Anach in the Shazrab. So it's Ifsek. Okay, there's the Hotzah is Ifsek. Two separate Hotzahs, no Esar. Alrighty. So the problem is, what kind of logic is there to say Mahalach Ka'omet Dami? So Rashi in Ksubas says Mahalach Ka'omet Dami. It's Lamed Aleph Beis. Akiras kol psia havia akira. Anachas haregel havia anacha. So each time you pick your foot up, each step, it's a picking up and putting down your foot is anacha. Okay, fine. So that's what he holds. Okay, so since you have a lot of steps when you walk, so each step is a new akira anacha. That's a shita.
Right.
You're right. It sounds like, Chaim says, I guess it's Shema. I think it doesn't mean one long amida, but it means each time you step. That's what Rashi's saying in Ksubas. It's like each time you put your foot down, you can imagine freezing it in slow motion. Ah, he's resting. Oh, he's resting. And now he's moving. Resting, moving, resting, moving, resting. So you have a lot of anachas. Right? I mean, it's an opposite extreme, because prior to this, the simple way is, even if you stopped to adjust your bundle and you physically stopped, you're still considered going. Right? Because hilach is like a human process and all that, you know? He's saying even further, the opposite extreme. Even if you're walking, it's considered like you're stopped. It sounds very difficult. I mean, it sounds like a very concocted way of looking at what's going on here. I mean, it sounds like forced. Well, what's motivating Ben Azai to say this thing? It just sounds like a force. And if you told this to someone, that there's a rabbi who holds that walking is like stopping, and therefore it's like you put the thing down, man, the thing is crazy. Well, what sense does that make? Right? Let me ask you a related question. Okay, an easy question. Is let's say I walk, and what I do is as I'm walking, I put the object down, for a second, and I pick it up, and I pick it down for a second, and pick it up, and down a second, keep doing that, super speedy, you know. So I'm walking, in this case, how about Shiachid to Carmelist or Shisrabin, you know, and I put it down very very quickly, you know, in the Carmelist, let's say. So what do you say? Right. So everyone would agree that it's munach, because there's no limit of how short the thing has to, how long the thing has to be on the ground for. It's like 3 second rule or anything like that. The ground is the ground, and if it's a munach, it's a munach. If it's a munach, I don't care how short it is, as long as that's a stage, right? Okay. So, right, the object is a munach. So now the argument is, and I guess this is what you guys are arguing. So when a guy is walking, so at every second when he stops, when he puts his foot down, that's what he's doing. Now, it's brief. True, it's very brief. You know? Very brief. Almost hard to get it. But if you'd freeze time at that moment, so the thing is a munach. And then he gets up, and then it's a munach. And then he gets up. It's very quick. Who cares? Who cares about speed? But the bottom line is the thing is a munach, a kira anach, super speedy. But again, a guy could do it with his hand and put it on the floor, super speedy, you know. So why don't you say that? So the reason you don't say that is because there's such a thing as hilach. Okay? For instance, if you asked the human being, what are you doing now? You wouldn't say, I'm starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. You'd say, I'm walking continually. Okay, because there's such a human process called hilach. Okay, and you can't, that human process, and this is your argument, this is your point, is you don't look at hilach as a bunch, so to speak, as a bunch of physical starting and stopping, starting and stopping, starting and stoppings. Rather, it's a human process. Again, a physicist may look at it that way. Because what's the difference, you know? But it's like, what reality is there to hilach? But a human being doesn't look at it that way, and malacha is given to human beings. And that's our argument, is that the human process is the human process of hilach here. It's not a process of starting and stopping, right? See, now the thing is like this, is that, and this is one more point here. So now what's Ben Azai's argument? Right, so Ben Azai's argument is that we're not, there's no halacha that a human being can't be a mahalich. If that were the halacha, then definitely you wouldn't say starting and stopping. It's like an isser maisa to a human being to be walking. You couldn't say, "Well, I didn't do that; I wasn't walking." You know, let's say going chutzot chum. I didn't go chutzot. I didn't walk chutzot. Let's say that was the tzura. You can't walk chutzot chum. I didn't walk. I started and stop. You know, see, but here the malacha is the chafza. The malacha is the chafza. It's to take a chafza versus the achid. And give it a makom of Rishas Rabban. It's the makom of the chafza. And the human being is just the vehicle of relating the chafza to the aratz. You know what I mean? He's like the table, or whatever. He's the holder of the object. And the object is considered a munach via the gavra. Right? Okay, now that that's the case, so is it necessarily clear that since the human being is the vehicle, is the table, that you look at him like as a full-fledged human being and not just as a big table? In other words, it's true if you are talking about human beings and hilach, definitely hilach is hilach. Okay? But again, here the question is the chavtza a munach? And at that moment, the chavtza is a munach. Okay, the chavtza is a munach. At that moment, split, freeze. If you put it down, the object's a munach. Now you can say, yeah, but the chavtza is on a human being, and the human being, who is the guy who's relating the thing to the ground, is involved in a process of hilach. So Ben Azai will say, that's very nice. If we were interested in the gavra's involvement, then it would be true. But here, we're interested in the chavtza. And the question is, the chavtza munach, and did he do it on the chavtza? So he holds that insofar as that's concerned, the human being is involved purely in a mechanical way as being the table, okay? And the fact that he is a table with a brain doesn't register in terms of otzah, because otzah is a din l'chavtza, and the human being is just a pure table, okay? which is a good argument. But we hold, I mean, there's a question, but we hold is that that there's a dip once. It's true, you could have a table being a vehicle of hanacha, or you could have a human being a vehicle of hanacha. But once you have a human being a vehicle of hanacha, then you have to define the hanacha via the human being. Well, that's a question. When you have a hanacha of the chafza through a human being, are the categories of hanacha defined by the chafza, because that's ultimately what's being a munach, where you say, since the vehicle of the hanacha is the human being, so therefore the din hanacha is defined relative to the human being. And you can't say it's a munach if its vehicle of hanacha is the human being, and the human being is definitely not a munach. You know what I mean? The chafza, so to speak. I mean, that's the point here, is that the role of the gavra in hotza'a, not in all hotza'a, in this component of the hotza'a, is not as a gavra, but as a chafza. Which means that there's the person doing the action of carrying, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, is the object a munach, and is the gavra's body a vehicle of relating the object to the ground? So in that framework, the human being is like another table. So that's what we're considering the human being. So in that framework, it's true where it's a human being, but the role that he's playing is a passive one. It's not as a human being. But the question is, could you relegate a human being to a chafza and just pretend like as if he wasn't a holech, he's just a mechanical munach? Or you say, look, Ba'aman is, he's a human being. So once you invoke the human being as your table, you can't deny the fact that he's a human being and he's a malech. You know what I mean? Okay, so the next Gemara here, it's kind of like one big Gemara. And maybe what we'll do, is maybe we'll just read it all, and then we'll have to take it apart step by step, okay? Because there's basically one from here all the way up until the end, I guess, there is one thing. Okay? I guess the two dots, a little bit before there, but essentially the two dots. So the Gemara says like this, is that according to Ben Az, I understand why you're Potter. Because basically you stopped. Malach Malach is Malach Komet Dami. Okay? But according to the Chachamim, so it's true, Malach Lav Komet Dami. So it's true, it's like you kept walking. But Hecha Ashkachna Kehai Gavna Dechayev. Where do you see that you're Chayev for this type of a thing? What does that mean? Rashi. Where do you see that if you go from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim via a different Rishus that you're Chayev? Dilma lo Chayve Rachmana elda motzim Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim Behadja. Maybe you're only Chayev when you go from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim directly. Openly, directly. Okay, now I guess the question is why should you say that? I mean, you did an Akira Rishus Yachad and Rishus Rabim. So what's the, I mean, there's an underlying premise here. And it's an attack. It's not just saying, you know, I wonder. It's an attack. It's an attack on the Rabbanan. So apparently it's saying is, like, how do you know? If you just take it straight, simple logic, you'd say that you're not chayav for this kind of a thing. And that's why it's a question on the Rabbanan. Where do you find it? Could you show me somewhere? Maybe in the Mishkan, something like that? But where do you have this? But the question which you have to explain is, what's the difference? Who cares what it's going through? Okay, that's the underlying problem here. I guess we have to understand. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Safra, Amar Rami, Amar Yochanan, Midi Dahavi, Amavir Chayfetz, Bershus Arabim. Hosem, Lav Afgav, the Kaman, the Nakid Lev Hazel Pater, Kiman Achay Chayv, Hachanami Loshna. Okay, so this means Rashi. Midi Dahavi, Amavir Chayfetz, Bershus Arabim. Yosem, Midal Ramos. Okay, so let's say you carry something, Bershus Arabim, more than 4 Amos, 10 Amos. Okay, 10 Amos, let's say. So the chol kama de lo manach leipater. V'chiyan chaychayev, v'afil agav, d'ivsa kilucha b'ni b'ni. So the thing is once you get to 4 Amos, basically you've reached your destination. Okay? Now when you're walking this additional 6 Amos, that's not part of the Otsah or the Mavir, that's just extraneous stuff. Extraneous stuff. And yet you see, you're chayev, you put it down at the end of 10 Amos, you don't say that extraneous stuff is a mafsik. So similarly, the caramelist isn't going to be a mafsik. Okay? The problem is, that those six amos are six further amos in Rishus Rabim. So it's true, you're being holeich, and I guess you didn't have to be holeich, but, I mean, that's not the same thing as Carmelis is an extraneous Rishus, which is saying maybe that's going to be a mafsik. But how does this indicate, this is an extraneous Rishus, this is just saying is, because in theory I could have put it down at that point. So therefore what? Therefore those six amos are an extraneous, should be a mafsik? How does that follow? That's the problem. What is that? It just doesn't seem to add up. It's not a raya. Okay, but let's see. So what does the Gemara ask? Let me explain that. So where it says, midami. And it doesn't answer that, really. It answers something else. It kind of does. Let's see. Midami. Haslam kol hecha de manachle makam chiyavu. Hacha im manachle bestiv makam patarhu. It says, yeah, hold on a second. There, those six amos, at any point that you could have put it, that was a makam chiyav. If you would have put it there, that's makam chiyav. So that's not a hafzik. But here, the stiv is, if you would have put it in the stiv, you'd be patar. So that's a hafzik. Which actually is what we were saying, right? It's like, why should these six hamas be hafzik? You know, what kind of hafzik are they? But the question is, what was the hamina then? You know, I mean, it just sounds like, it's just a natural answer. Is that, how are they even comparable? But obviously, the answer can't just be they're not comparable. I mean, it must be that there was a certain sense to the comparison, and it's answering, no. It's not the same. Okay, yeah, I just want to give the basic flow here. Okay, so then it says, and maybe we'll do one more step. I think that's all we got to do here. So it says, no. Elamid davi amaver chayfes mitchilas dalad sof dalad. You only care exactly four amos. Rashi mitzumtzumos exactly four. Hasam avafagav di manachle besof dalad amos potter ki manachle besof dalad chayev hachanam yiloshna. So it says like this: carry four amos, right? The first three amos, I can't be chayev if I put it down those first three amos. Right? So that's basically Potter. That's not really the place of the Chiyav. Yet, you see, if I put it in the fourth Amma, you don't say those three Ammas are Afsik. Right? You don't say those three Ammas are Afsik. So the same thing by Carmelis. What's the difference if Carmelis is a Makom, which is Potter, or those first three Ammas is a Makom, which is Potter? You see those three Ammas are an Afsik, because you see a Chayav, obviously a Chayav for carrying the Ammas just Rabim, even though those three Ammas are not a place of Chiyav. So Carmelis also, you did an Akira here, you did an Alacha there, who cares that you have a Rishus of Ptor in between? Who cares that you have a Rishus of Ptor in between, right? So Mar says, no, those again aren't comparable. It says, Mi dami haslam l'gabi haigavra makam ptoru l'kulei alma makam chiyavu. Hacha l'kulei alma makam ptoru. He says, yeah, but they're different. Because it's true, those three amos, for me, I wouldn't have been chayav if I put it there. But let's say someone else carried it in four amos and put it down there. Because that place itself is a makom chiyav, it's just that for me it wasn't because I happened to not go four amos. But for anyone else it would have been. But Carmelis is really a makom patur for everybody, so you can't compare it. Okay. So then the Gemara just answers, El midi havei motzi mirishas eloshon derech tzidei rishas rabim. Hasam lava lavdi manach lai tzidei rishas rabim patur v'chim alo rishas rabim chai v'chanei eloshna. So this is, it basically gives an answer. It says, in Sidur Sisarabim, which has a din, like a Carmelist, there's a case which is in the Mishkan, which is Yitosos. Essentially, it finds a case. Okay, it finds a case. I'm not so interested in the conclusion of the case that it did find. I'm interested in what was bothering in the first place, and what are these steps. I mean, we'll get the case is basically the same thing. So, you see from that case that ends up being true. The Gemara says that case isn't so good, and whatever. It ends up going with something like that. So that's really the question. What's this whole discussion in the Gemara? You know, there's one essential question, and it's trying to bring like rayas, and it's like moving its way through it. You know, so that's what we have to uncover. Okay.